When you think of a church pipe organ, this probably isn't what comes to mind. But when organists give recitals, sometimes they cut loose by improvising. Some take it further, actually playing in improvising competitions. WFAE's Duncan McFadden introduces us to a Charlotte organist who's becoming known for making it up as he goes along.
Patrick Scott knew he wanted to play the pipe organ when he was very little. But at age 4, he was too short to reach the organ's pedals. He took piano lessons instead. 4 years later, he remembers sitting down at his church's organ in Picayune, Mississippi, and realizing he was finally tall enough.
It was really exciting because it was something that I'd wanted to do, but physically wasn't able to do yet, and realized that a dream had now become a reality.
Reaching the pedals is no longer a problem for Scott. He's 6'5". He's earned a doctorate in organ performance, and today the 27-year-old is organist at Myers Park United Methodist in Charlotte. He also competes at the national level in organ improvisation. A few months ago, Scott won second place and the audience prize at the North American Guild of Organists competition. The way it works is the organists are handed an envelope that contains a melody they've never seen. They open it at the keyboard and have to create an arrangement of the tune on the spot. In competition, it's a melody they haven't heard before. But at a recital like this one at Davidson College Presbyterian Church, it's often something familiar, suggested by the audience. In this case, the Neil Diamond classic, Sweet Caroline. He ended the program with three audience favorites: Danny Boy, Sweet Caroline, and When the Saints Go Marching In. Scott stayed after the performance for an informal Q&A with the audience, and they asked him what goes through his head after he opens the envelope.
It's very nerve-wracking, because even though it's a simple melody, trying to sight read it and figure out what it is, what key it's in, and what are you going to do with it? Are you going to play it fast? Or are you going to play it slow? Are you going to play it louder? Are you going to play it soft? And sometimes I don't know the answer to those questions until it just happens. Sometimes things happen and it surprises me and you just have to roll the punches.
You wouldn't know he was sorting all that out from watching him play. He dives right in, and as his playing develops, it's easy to forget he's improvising. Clara Gertis, a high school student from Davidson, asks,
"So while you're playing, does everything just happen totally spontaneously, or at some point do you try to come up with some, like, general plan of where you're going while you're improvising?"
Scott says he uses music theory to guide him along.
And you try to not make one section longer or shorter than the other, so it's balanced, because you always want to have a balanced piece.
Beyond the chord progressions running through his head, he also has to decide which organ pipes or registers to use, and he says every instrument is different. Then he has a choice of three keyboards and the pedals to play. And when you watch him play, his socks make it hard to lose track of what his feet are doing. Scott likes to wear colorful patterns when he plays. At the Davidson recital, he sported a black and teal polka-dotted pair. As for the melody, he says that eventually becomes an old friend, and he just tries to have fun. He says his teacher always reminded him that when improvising, there aren't really wrong notes.
And if you do play a wrong note, just play it two more times and no one ever knows.
It's probably not a problem he has very often, though. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden.